We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
We're not here to entertain. We're here to strengthen and encourage you by the Word of God. Because, friend, listen to me. Entertainment, listen, the world has their entertainment and it comes and goes. At the end of the day, God's Word is a living book. It is what changes our lives. And we major here at our church, we major on the Word of God.
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
God is about to do something truly magnificent. He starts with an impossibility. Our God delights in the impossible. And the Bible says in this passage of Scripture that God would turn a barren land into a lush habitation. God would take the difficulty of life in the life of Judah, and God would turn it into something incredible, something wonderful, a parched ground, a thirsty land. God would take a difficult situation and make something beautiful from it. In fact, the Bible says that the lame and the blind and the deaf would be made whole and they would enjoy the kingdom of God. Of course, we're talking prophetically speaking of the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. God would transform the earth back to the Garden of Eden, restore that was lost in sin. And yet we find in this scripture this wonderful principle that God takes the situations of our life, that barren land, and God makes something incredible from them. God, by his power, brings that stability and that power, he changes our lives. How many of you are familiar with the life of Joseph in the Bible? Yeah, Joseph is a wonderful character in the Word of God. And we have a wonderful blessing to read his entire story at one sitting. But listen, Joseph didn't have that option. He lived day by day by faith. And he didn't know what was around the corner, but he trusted God. I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 45. Would you turn there? And notice what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 45. And we're going to begin our reading in verse number 1. Genesis chapter 45. I hope you held your place in Isaiah. If not, it's too late. We'll get back there in just a moment. Genesis chapter 45 and verse number 1. The Bible says this, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept out loud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and they said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. for these 2 years have the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you, a prosperity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. Now, verse 8, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father in Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. What a wonderful attitude to have in the Christian life. To be aware that God, by his power, had transformed the trials of Joseph into a wonderful blessing. And Joseph was exactly where God wanted him to be, and he realized this was the very doing of Almighty God. You know why God did that work in Joseph's life? Because of God's passion. Because of God's passion. You see, though Joseph's brothers hated Joseph, God loved him. And God had a purpose and a plan for Joseph's life. The Bible says that God was with Joseph. There is a story that's told of God and Satan having a conversation one day. The two stood facing each other, God robed in light, each thread glowing, and Satan canopied in evil, the very fabric of his robe seeming to crawl. Satan rose slowly like a wolf. He walked a wide circle around the desk until he stood before the Book of Life, and he read the words, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, he muttered to himself, God with us. He hooded the hooded head turned squarely toward the face of the Father. No, not even you would do that. Not even you would go so far. The plan is bizarre. You don't know how dark I've made the earth, how putrid. It's evil. It's mine, proclaimed the king. And I will reclaim it as mine again. Why, Satan asks, why would you do this? God's voice was deep and soft. Because I love them. God's love is so wonderful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You see, true love today, listen, our world has their idea of love. True love is expressed in the action of giving. True love is expressed in the action of giving. Love is giving of oneself and asking nothing in return. The Bible teaches us that God loves us so much, friend, that he gave of himself to become our sin so that we might enjoy eternal life. He transformed a sinner into his child by a sacrifice on the cross. Romans 5:8 says, but God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But God didn't just stop by saving us, but his power transforms us into the image of his dear son. God has made us his child. And because of that love, he has transformed our life. The Bible says it was because of his passion, but also it was because of his purpose. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible says, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. God changed Paul's life from a murderer to a missionary. God did something incredible in this man's life. This was the very purposes of God. And he writes in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 13, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Could you imagine today if Joseph would have just said, I'm done? I mean, being sold to slavery is one thing, but then to be put in prison for doing what is right. And I mean, the straw that broke the camel's back is just being forgotten and rotting in that place. Can you imagine if Joseph just would have said, I'm through, God, I'm done. The purposes of God would not have been fulfilled in his life. Christian, listen to me. God has a purpose in the circumstances of your life, but you have to trust in him. Don't faint at the adversity and the...
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
Purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. God changed Paul's life from a murderer to a missionary. God did something incredible in this man's life. This was the very purposes of God. And he writes in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 13, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Could you imagine today if Joseph would have just said, I'm done? I mean, being sold to slavery is one thing, but then to be put in prison for doing what is right. And I mean, the straw that broke the camel's back is just being forgotten and rotting in that place. Can you imagine if Joseph just would have said, I'm through, God, I'm done. The purposes of God would not have been fulfilled in his life. Christian, listen to me. God has a purpose in the circumstances of your life, but you have to trust in him. Don't faint at the adversity and the troubles that come in your life, because God has a purpose. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. I read the story of the uncle of R.U. Darby. They were caught up in the gold fever in the gold rush days, and they went west to dig and to grow rich. They never heard the expression that more gold was mined in the brains of men than ever been taken out of the earth, but that didn't matter. He staked the claim and went to work with pick and shovel. The going was hard, but his lust for gold was definite. After weeks of labor, he was rewarded by the discovery of shining ore. He needed some machinery to dig the ore to the surface, and so quietly he covered over that mine. He retraced his footsteps to his home in Williamsburg, Maryland, and he told his relatives and a few of his neighbors about the strike, and they got all the money together to help him to purchase that machinery, and they had it all shipped, and the uncle and Darby, they went back to work the mine. Now, the first car of ore was mined, and it was shipped to the smelter, and the returns proved that they had one of the richest mines in Colorado. A few more cars of that ore would clear their debts, and they would bring in the big dollars. I mean, they would bring in the big profits, and they would be very wealthy. And so down went the drills, and up went the hopes of Darby and his uncle. Then something happened. That vein of gold ore disappeared. They had come to the end of the rainbow. The pot of gold was no longer there. They drilled on, desperately trying to pick up that vein again, but to no avail. And so after weeks of drilling and digging, they quit. They gave up. They sold the machinery to a junk man for a few $100 and then took the train back home defeated. This individual, this junk man, many were not wise, but this individual was very wise. He decided to take that mine, and he called a mining engineer. And he took that mine, and they did some calculating, and the engineer advised that the project had failed because the previous owners didn't really understand fault lines. And so in his calculations, he showed that that vein would be found just 3 feet from where Darby had stopped drilling. And that's exactly what happened. That junk man took millions and millions of dollars from the earth, one of the richest stakes in Colorado's history. And so one day they asked Darby, they had an interview, and they asked him, what had he learned from the experience in digging for gold? And this is what his response was. He said, friends, I've learned not to stop digging 3 feet from gold. And so many Christians today, God is at work in their life. God is chasing them. God is working in their life to bring them to a place for his purpose and his glory. And what happens? They get discouraged and they quit on God. Before God can reveal the purposes he has planned for them, before they can get to that very place of beauty that God has set up. Listen, friend, God wants to take the barren land of your life. God wants to take the desert, and God wants to make something beautiful from it. Don't stop serving God. Don't give up on God 3 feet from gold. Keep on faithfully serving the Lord. It is Almighty God who's at work in your life. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Don't give up on God. Be patient as he works in your life. Number three, and I'll be finished this morning, find satisfaction in the Lord's pathway. Find satisfaction in the Lord's pathway. The Bible says in verse number 8, and an highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. It shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though fool, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, during the Assyrian invasion, the highways were not safe to travel. And this, of course, would not be the case during the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet the Bible speaks of a special highway in this passage of Scripture. It is the highway of holiness. Now, in ancient cities, there were often special roadways, special highways that only kings and priests could use. And this passage of Scripture, the Bible is talking about the people of God. Those who are the redeemed, they will travel on the Lord's highway, the King's highway. They will follow the King. When I was growing up in Nova Scotia in our small little country church, we would begin each Sunday by singing a chorus, a song, and maybe you've heard of it. It's a highway to heaven, the King's Highway. How many people have ever heard of that song? No one, okay? I was raised in the Hicks, okay? It goes something like this. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven walking on the King's highway. And that song was taken from Isaiah chapter 35. This is what the Bible is talking about. It's walking on the King's highway. This, of course, is speaking of the millennial reign of Jesus, and they will all travel this highway to come to Jerusalem, and they will worship the Lord and praise God for all that he's done. And yet, I believe the application for our life in this passage of Scripture is that this highway here speaks of the redeemed, and it's the highway to God. It's true salvation. It's God's deliverance and God's help in our life every day. We learn from this scripture that we enter this highway through salvation. The Bible says it's the way of holiness. Now, this is not speaking of our holiness. This is not speaking about anything that we've accomplished in our life, but this is the very work of God. In fact, the Bible says the unclean shall not pass over it. I want us to jump to the book of Revelation real quick here this morning and notice what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 21. In Revelation chapter 21, it speaks of the highway to heaven, the pathway to heaven, that it is through Jesus Christ. And it talks about those who will not be allowed to go to heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. Look what the Bible says here. It says, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Have you ever told a lie? You say, "Well, Pastor Burns, I have never told a lie." You just told one right there, okay? Guilty. The Bible says that we cannot enter into heaven. They that worketh abomination, they that tells a lie, we are all separated from the highway to heaven. We are all separated from this highway to holiness. And yet the Bible says there's salvation to those who are written in the book of life. The Lamb's book of life are those who don't put their trust in religion or themselves, but put their trust in the Lamb of God, who is able to wash our sins away, to make us holy, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us, because of his grace, and we become a child of God. The Bible says this highway is filled with the righteous, no wayfaring men, no ravenous beasts, no false prophet, only those who are truly born again. I often use that expression today. I ask someone, "Are you a Christian?" And it seems like everyone's a Christian today. That word is overused. And I say to them, "Are you born again? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Are your sins forgiven? Do you have the hope of heaven because of the Lord Jesus?" In Matthew chapter 7, the Bible speaks of this highway in verse 13. It says, "Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Friend, today, if you're confused about your spiritual destination, I hope you understand this. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. There is no other way for the highway to the King. It is only through Jesus. In Matthew chapter 7 in verse 15, the Bible says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Beware of those who would distract you and tell you there are other ways. There is only one way. It is the straight gate which leadeth unto life. The Bible says that the Jesus Christ is the only way, but also it's a highway filled with worship. We will come with songs and singing. We will have everlasting joy. It shall be upon our heads. And we shall have joy and gladness in our lives. And this is not only speaking of heaven and our eternal destiny, but this is also speaking about every day of our life, because we're on the King's highway and God is with us every step of the way. What a blessing it is to trust in the Lord. Amen. To allow Him to lead us. I understand life is filled with hardship and difficulties. But friend, you need to realize God is not your enemy. God is on your side, and He will come to you, and He will help you. Judah was in a tough place. Judah was in a difficult place in their life, and yet God was at work to turn this difficult into a delight, to turn the desert back into the Garden of Eden. First, we find strength in the Lord's promise. He says, I'll save you. I'll help you. Second, we find stability in the Lord's power. God says, I'll make the difference because I love you, I care about you, and because I have a purpose in your life. Friend, don't quit on God. Don't quit 3 feet from gold in your life. And then thirdly, find satisfaction in the Lord's pathway. It's a place of salvation, but also it's a place of praise. If you're a Christian today, you're on the King's Highway. What a wonderful, wonderful place to be. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.